This is a Collider.com audio interview.
Oh, thanks. Thanks.
They're just going to get...
That was a good jump at the beginning.
They're going to get more and more insane. There's some great episodes.
Oh, really? I'm so happy you're still doing that. Now that you're an international movie star.
Yes, well.
Big time.
I know.
So I'll ask the question real quick. But
okay.
How far are you into filming The Office? You said that they're getting crazier and crazier.
We have filmed 4 one-hour episodes. So for syndication purposes, that is 8 episodes. Because they do the half hour stand alone. You know, they can separate them and play them.
Are they being aired as 1 hour episodes?
They're being aired as 1 hour. For the next 3 weeks, we have 3 more 1 hour episodes. And they're strong. I think they're very funny.
Why do you think it's been important for you to remain with that? I mean, I know that there's been jokes about the fact that you've become this big movie star. But
oh, it's no joke.
That's what the
I take it completely seriously and myself seriously at this point.
I noticed that. So why is it important for you to remain with the show and not be tempted? I'm sure it's been tempted. You know, people have said to you, you know,
I like the show. I like doing it. There's no reason to leave. It's not. I look at it as probably the best work environment I'll ever have. The writing is great. The producers are fantastic. We get the best directors, and the cast, to a person, are talented and nice. We're all friends. So there's really no reason to leave. I don't think it's. I don't get the sense that it's better somewhere else or doing something else. And I don't have a. I don't have any sort of attitude about TV versus movies. It just, you know,
But how selective are you in terms of taking on a movie
gig? How many time to do 2 a year?
Last year, well, that was a very busy year. That was I didn't have any downtime. The hiatuses that they built in to the TV show I used to shoot movies. So it'll slow down. I mean, that's the other thing. I'm not anticipating it's just going to continue at this pace forever and ever.
You've said that for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, I know. But I'm still, you know, I'm dubious about it and thankful for it. But I don't expect it'll just keep going like this.
If you're shooting an Almighty Junket,
I'm sorry.
Quick question, last of The Office stuff. If you have an Almighty Junket, I asked you how Michael Scott would handle Evan's task.
Uh-huh.
I want to ask that. So you had a pretty amusing answer then, so I wanted to ask the same question. Michael Scott in the role of Dan, what would he do?
Well, if Michael Scott was in the role of Dan, for one thing, he probably wouldn't be invited to the family weekend. And his daughters, let's face it, he wouldn't have any daughters because no woman would probably have sex with him in the first place to procreate.
Well, what about Jan? What about Jan?
Well, Jan would use heavy-duty birth control because I don't think any woman would want to bear the offspring of Michael Scott. It's kind of incomprehensible to me.
Well, in this movie, I kept waiting for Dan to have this big emotional breakdown, and it was kind of refreshing that he never did. Were you waiting for a moment like that?
Only in my personal life. Well, I don't think the story lent itself to a big emotional breakdown. He, in my mind, is a guy who's just doing his best to get through and get by and raise 3 daughters by himself. Not someone to wallow in self-pity. And, you know, just someone who has put other people and other things ahead of himself and kind of loses a part of himself in the process. That's the element of the movie that I can identify with, and I think a lot of people can. When you put, you know, your kid, because I love my kid. I have 2 little kids. And I love them more than anything. And I put them ahead of any of my own personal needs. And I think people tend to do that. But there's a danger there, I think, of losing a part of yourself and not taking care of your own needs, which I think can then affect them. Because you want to give your kids the best possible version of yourself. And if you don't feel complete and full yourself, then you can't do that for them. And I think that's what this character was going
through. Do you enjoy the acting muscles that a movie like this enables you to stretch, as opposed to, not that that I'm saying that there's anything wrong with those movies, but the Evan Almighty's or the Get Smarts or the goes broader.
It's a different thing. It's just a different sort of muscle, I think. It's not, I don't think it's any more or less difficult, but they're just different.
But
they're,
you enjoy playing.
Oh, I definitely. Do I enjoy it more? No, I don't. I think I enjoy them equally. It's, you know, playing Michael Scott is a very different sort of character, and a fun character to play. But it's, again, the show has a different tone to it than, say, a movie like this. And I, it was fun to play, because I think of it as the tone. I think of it as what the movie calls for, what, you know, what this situation calls for. And I just wanted to make this guy as truthful as I could.
And
as honest
as
I could.
One of the things about the film is the very believable dynamic between Dan and his three daughters. How easy or difficult was that to bring off?
Well, they're really good actresses, and it didn't feel too distant to me. I have a 6-year-old daughter, and being around a 9, a 15, and a 17-year-old girl just felt like my life accelerated by a few years. and the fear inherent in that. It's scary. It's scary to be around these preteen teenagers who are making that transition between childhood and adulthood and are full of all of these hormones and thoughts and angst. And I can only imagine what it's going to be like for me when my kids... I'm incredibly scared. It's because you don't want to be overprotective. You want to let them make their own mistakes. And I don't want to wrap them in a cocoon of security, because that's not going to help them either. So you have to gauge how protective you are. You want, at that point, you know, you go when they're little kids, you worry about them getting hurt physically. When they get older, you worry about them getting hurt emotionally, and that's going to be hard, because they will get hurt emotionally, and there's nothing you can do about it. And I think that's what the character is going through. Is he doesn't want them to get hurt, because he's hurting. He doesn't want them to feel, you know, the way he has felt. He wants to protect them. But at a certain point, you can't, and you have to let them make some bad moves.
Have you ever fallen for a best friend's girl back in the past?
Or no, I haven't.
Haven't had that horrible experience?
Luckily, I never had to face that consequence.
You're from New England.
I am.
And
Massachusetts.
So was it like filming in Rhode Island?
It was great. I was only like an hour 15 minutes away from my parents' house. So we did a lot of visiting. They came down and spent some time on the set. It was great. And fall in New England is a beautiful place. It was nice. There's a quality to the air and a crispness that just really it made me think a lot about, you know, my childhood. And it was great. It's nice to be back.
I think the last time we spoke, you were just finishing off Get Smart.
I'm all done, yeah.
You're all done with that. Are you excited about
it? Yeah, it's going to be great.
The trailer looks hysterical.
I think it'll turn out really well. I think people enjoy it.
Are you intimidated by stepping into that iconic world of...
No, because I think in the same sense, that's what I stepped into with The Office, and I approached it the same way. I'm not trying to do an impersonation of Don Adams. I'm not trying to better anything that he did. And because there's no way that I could. Like I did with Ricky, I just tried to think about what elements of the character were important and that I could apply to another characterization. And I hope it works. I think fans of the original show, there will be enough from the original show and enough of a sense of it to satisfy them while, you know, bringing in new fans.
John, I just like Juliet said that there wasn't any ad-libbing or very little on this film.
Mm-mm.
And that surprised me, and I just wondered, because a lot of it looks like it's ad-libbing. Was that limiting to you at all? Because I know on The Office, there's more ad-libbing going on.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't
No, there is. We play around with the script a lot on The Office, and didn't so much with this. No, I think it's just a different discipline. It was much more like doing a play, because Peter comes from a theater background also. And when you do a play, you don't improvise the lines. You do them as scripted, and you rehearse. And we rehearsed our scenes, and we set them up. And there were a lot of very big kind of group scenes. And that can be a disaster if you start improvising within a 15-person scene. They were scripted to the point to make them look unscripted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They were, which I think really speaks to the quality of the writing. They were written in a way that didn't sound written.
We have a very nice dramatic scene in this where I'm loud. A dramatic scene in this where you are singing and playing guitar, and your voice starts cracking. That was, I think, the closest I saw to him cracking.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very well done. Where did you go to get that? Where were you in your head?
I was just thinking about how bad my voice was.
Really?
And it just made me cry. Well, I think you gain a lot by being with somebody like Juliet. You can, because she's very engaging, and she was off camera, but she was there. She was always there. She was always, as was the rest of the cast. You know, there, for any time that the camera is not on you or is not on everybody else stayed, so you could get a sense for what was going on the other side. And she's incredibly engaging, and I think whatever I was feeling was coming through looking at her.
I saw you on the set of Get Smart doing the fight scene with Dalek. Was there more action in that movie than you expected?
Yes. There were a lot more stunts than I expected. I was hanging off the side of planes. I was scaling buildings. I was hanging off of ropes and dangling from wires. It was really fun, I have to say. And again, something I never expected to do.
So is there an action star now in your future?
Yes, that's what I'm going... From here on out, I'm going to just get incredibly ripped and muscular. and I'll just have a big veiny neck. And that will be... I will be making that transition probably from action star into porn. That will be the denouement of my career.
What kind of porn would you specialize in?
Only the most high quality.
You're also,
you guys, two more questions.
From porn to the kids movie, you're also doing the voice in Horton Hears a Who. The last voice you did was not your voice at all.
Mm-hmm.
Is this going to be more your own voice?
Yeah, a version of. A sort of a heightened version of my own voice. I play the mayor of Whoville. And so he's kind of an insecure... But hopeful mayor of this town.
Are you signing up for anything else?
I haven't yet. No.
So how do you have a realistic time frame when you want the office to conclude, or do you think you'll just go on?
No,
and
I'm a part of it for the foreseeable future. I'm really not thinking ahead to its demise. I'm just happy that it's still on.
I'm going to ask you a quick question. When I asked John at the License to Wed Junket,
mm-hmm.
it got a lot of response. What's it going to take to get Dunkin' Donuts in Los Angeles?
John is a big, his idea.
Yes.
He wants to do a celebrity Dunkin' Donuts and have Boston-based celebrities kind of front the Dunkin' Donuts and have all of the proceeds go to charity, which I think is a great idea. So there's people like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck and John, people that he thinks might sort of promote the Dunkin' Donuts and then do as like a Newman's Own thing and just put all the money into charity.
He mentioned that the old Sunset Tower Records on Sunset would be a great location.
Go, John.
I
have no idea.
And congratulations on the Emmy win that you actually didn't win.
Thank you. That was the most joyous moment of my
was that all prepared,
my pretend life.
I mean, did you guys get together?
I not at all. I had no idea they were going to do that. As a matter of fact, as I was sitting next to my wife and he said it, I said, I'm going to have to go up. And she's saying this morning, I said it with this attitude of like, I got to go. I just had it. It has to be done. I have no choice in the matter. So I had no idea
you're
he was going to say
for
that.
Every category in these awards.
That was a fun moment. And especially because those two guys are very good friends of mine. It was just a fun, silly moment.
Have you seen the stuff that the office people had prepared as well about your
career? Oh, that, yeah. That I knew was coming. Okay. That was planned. But the jumping up on stage was spontaneous moment.
So thanks, you guys. Photoshop
thanks.
Or really your head on
stage? That I'll leave that up for you to decide.
So, I'm assuming, though, if they did the Dunkin' Donuts thing, you would actually support that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. John and I have talked to it. Actually, I flew back to Boston for something not too long ago, and sitting across from me was the chairman of Dunkin' Donuts, and he gave me his card, which I gave to John, and they've been in touch. They've been talking.
So. Oh, that works.
Then you have to bring them to junkets so we can eat them. And,
I've never had Dunkin' Donuts.
I've never had one. Coffee in LA.
They're really good.
At
really?
Grocery stores just like 2 weeks ago.
They're huge in Massachusetts.
I've never tried Dunkin' Donuts.
There's one in every.
There's one. They're like four in each town.
No, they're on every corner.
It's like Starbucks here.
You know what's the good thing about them?
It's more than Starbucks.
Is that they're cheap. I mean, it's like you can get a donut and a coffee for $3. And
or less.
Yeah.
It's like two. Yeah.
So it's really? Nice. It's coffee's good.
I would really like it if they were to actually finally make it west of the Mississippi. And I hope with your support.
We were out here before. The chairman said they had tried. It didn't work out. But they're thinking about trying to get back into the market.
I hope with your help.
Yay.
Thanks, Dave.